This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get to our Richards of the Week here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Before we do that, it is an anniversary of one Paul Revere.
It so is.
Fesco, take away.
It is. It is the 18th of April, okay? My favorite time of year. My birthday is tomorrow, also the start of the American Revolutionary War. I'm sure you knew all that, right? Of course, the battles of Lexington and Concord. And for years, we've been talking in sports about the New England Patriots and how they are cheaters. And it came to my realization that every team in the New England area are cheaters. Every single one of them has been accused of cheating, and we'll get to those. And it really all started with Paul Revere. And if you know the poem by Paul Revere, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April of 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. One if by land and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be ready to ride to spread the alarm to every Middlesex village and farm," right? So here's a guy who's on a horse and is cheating by letting everybody know that the British are coming. Some would say taking an advantage. One lantern if they were coming by the beach, two lanterns if they were coming by the land. And Paul Revere saw that, and in 1775, he became the first New Englander to cheat. And ever since then, cheating has been a fabric of the New England culture and the New England sports society. We start with the New England Patriots. We know what they're all about, right? Deflategate, Spygate, Bradygate, Belichickgate, all the cheating that they've done. It all comes from their ancestor, Paul Revere. The Boston Celtics are the biggest cheaters amongst all of them. Red Auerbach was the biggest cheater in the history of professional sports. This guy, and I hate to do this to Mac on the eve of the playoffs, but this was a guy who, when they had the old Boston Garden, used to get out there with a hammer and hammer dead spots in the floor.
Yikes.
And then trap the point guards on the dead spot so they couldn't dribble the basketball in those dead spots. So Red Auerbach, cheater. Patriots, cheaters. Celtics, cheaters. What about the Bruins? Oh, there's a big scandal with the Boston Bruins involving how they cheated on faceoffs all the time. So the Boston Bruins are cheaters. The Boston Red Sox, we know their World Series title is tainted because they were caught using video evidence to steal signs back in 2018, right around the same time that the Astros cheating scandal was going on. The Boston Marathon, one of the great cheaters in sports history, was taking place at the Boston Marathon. Rosie Ruiz took a subway to the finish line and won the Boston Marathon before she was outed as being a cheater. And then who could forget the cheating scandals that took place at Boston College in the 70s of all the point shaving scandals. And so you want to know why they cheat in Boston, because Paul Revere cheated on this date in 1775 to alert people when the British were coming and how they were getting there. And since Paul Revere rode that horse and cheated on that day for good reason to protect the sanctity of the country, every New England sports team has been involved in a cheating scandal, and it all stems from their ancestor, Paul Revere. It's unbelievable to think about the cheating that these franchises have done, and it all stems back to a man on a horse screaming the British are coming.
Mm. So what you're saying is that cheating helps you win.
Yes. Yes, okay. It does. Yes, it does.
Sometimes it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, right? Yeah, like, right? So the culture, man, I think for me, of all the scandals out there, the Boston Celtic one is the funniest one to me. This guy is hammering the floor to create dead spots in it. Mm-hmm. Then he would turn the heat up in the locker room for the visitors and sweat them out and do all that kind of stuff. Red Auerbach, one of the biggest cheaters of all time, man.
Maybe one of the biggest Richards of all time, too.
Could be one of the biggest Richards of all time. Then you had the Boston coach who was, you know, cheating on his spouse with the person in the front office.
Did George Washington cheat when he crossed the Delaware?
No, I don't think so. He was just taking a ride, getting over there to Jersey. No, that wasn't cheating. Paul Revere definitely was.
He attacked him when they were all asleep and drunk.
Well, I mean, that happens. Don't get sleepy and drunk when you're trying to fight a war, right? I mean, and also don't march in a straight line all wearing a red coat. You're going to get picked off.
Yeah.
Like, they think the Minutemen were a bunch of cheaters, too, because they were hiding in trees and behind rocks and using muskets and things like that. The British were just stupid, and they were marching in a line wearing red coats. I mean, like, how easy could it have been just to be up in the trees and behind rocks and wherever else, behind homes and whatnot, picking those guys off? It must have been just an easy fest, just like it was once the Patriots knew everything that the Rams were going to do and were able to cheat and win a Super Bowl that way. Or the Boston Red Sox knew every sign that was getting called in the World Series and were able to win a championship that way. Or the Boston Bruins cheating on faceoffs. Or the marathon runner Rosie Ruiz taking a subway to the finish line. Every single sporting event and team in that city. I'm sure Harvard's involved in some cheating scandal
like
as well.
Taking a sandwich to a marathon would weigh you down.
Subway. Oh, yes. That's exactly right. It would back in the day. No doubt. Yeah, it would. Footlong, too.
Back when Subway was good.
Well,
somebody says from the 475 or 479. This made me smile.
Yes.
Listening to Bob ramble about history stoned right now is epic. I'm learning more now than I did in school.
I am not stoned. I am giving I will teach American history with the best of them. It's in my wheelhouse. Like, April 9th is the day that the Civil War ended. My sister's birthday. April 19th is the day the Revolutionary War began. My birthday. So
that's cool.
I love it, man. I go to these places. Like, Monday is going to be a big day. It's Patriots Day in Boston. I will be dressed the part on Monday. I was going to dress the part today for the American Revolution, but I said I'll wait for Patriots Day on Monday. Get everybody through Paul Revere Day. Everybody's celebrating by reading the poem and riding your horses and lighting lanterns and all that stuff and screaming the British are coming. And then tomorrow the Revolutionary War begins, the Battle of Bunker Hill, and then out to Lexington and Concord, which wasn't that far, but back in those days, going 10 miles on a horse was probably like, I don't know, an eternity. And then the 21st is Patriots Day in Boston, which means they had that 11 a.m. baseball game, the marathon takes place, all that kind of good stuff. So you got Patriots Day coming. It's one of my favorite times of year. I love American history. I love kicking the... can't say that word, out of the British and winning that war and declaring our independence and you know, taking our country over. But I don't like the fact that every sports team in Boston is a cheater.
Mm.
And Celtics. New England. Yeah, it's cheaters. How are they going to cheat this year? Deflate the balls? They call Bill Belichick in to consult before the series? Who are they playing?
We'll have the Magic in round one.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, what kind of magic can the Celtics come up with?
That's exactly right. They'll bang on the floor and create dead spots.
I'm going to make this team disappear.
The best part about Red Auerbach is he didn't care.
Did not care.
Did not care didn't at have to all. Back then. No, he didn't. How many championships did he allegedly win?
Eight. Allegedly, yeah. Bill Russell won 11, so he would have won plus. Yeah, I mean, a lot.
So isn't
16?
So everybody talks about Bill Belichick being the greatest coach in sports. There's a guy in his own city that was better than him that won 16. Twice as many championships plus.
Yeah, because we've got 18 and two have been without Red, so 16.
How many did Bird win?
Three. Yeah, I believe he won three.
Hmm.
Four or five MVPs.
And
he should have won more.
Bird only won three championships,
I think so, yeah. And it should have been more.
Yeah, Magic going up against you.
That is true, yeah.
His back gave out. I mean,
who would Bill Russell go up against back in the day? Kiki Vandeweghe?
Wilt. It was him and Wilt.
Scored 100?
Yeah, who allegedly scored 100.
Allegedly. Nobody was there.
No.
We just have that picture with the 100. We don't know that he actually did that or not, right? Like one of the great mysteries in all of sports.
That's what people say.
But man, that culture of Boston, man, 1775 on this day. If you want to know why these teams cheat, you go back to April 18th, 1775, and that son of a gun, Paul Revere, laid the culture for the Boston cheating scandals that have taken place since.
Well, sometimes I support cheating, and in that case, I definitely support it.
That time, yes.
Yes.
Yes, but I think the sports teams have taken it too far. Like, imagine being Rosie Ruiz and taking the subway to the marathon. Like, watch the interview with her. They're asking her all these questions. She has. They go, did you do interval training? She goes, I don't even know what intervals are. Like, it was awful. It was one of the worst things ever. Like, you didn't pass any of the checkpoints. How did you win this thing? Takes the subway, stumbles out of the crowd, and wins the damn marathon.
Somebody says,
cheaters.
Somebody says Bill Russell went up against Ellis.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Steve and acid. Tough.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.